This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number two of the Blitz starts now. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, FM 105.7. AM 1340 on your dial. As always, up at fanrunradio.com. Click our live link powered by MyBookie if you want to listen there to the stream. You can also follow along on the Periscope. Hour 2 smile. I just kind of wave. I don't know if anybody ever notices that.
I've never smiled one singular time.
I give a thumbs up every time.
You're not a smiler.
I am a big smiler. I smile everywhere I go.
At Fox Sports Knox. Also on Facebook Live and Twitter Live as we speak. You can catch us there and follow along with the show and the free 99 Fan Running, free 99 Fan Run Radio app. Download that today. I was looking at Jerry Palm's bowl predictions that he has out now.
Jerry Palm is a fraudulent man.
First of all, he's got the college football projections out to playoff and
let me guess.
Six. Yeah, go ahead.
Alabama versus Oregon.
Good job.
And Georgia versus Oklahoma.
Good job. Yeah. Alabama won, Georgia
won.
Wow, two.
Look at me correctly looking at the top four and then placing them against each other.
Good job, Charlie. Your fifth team, Clemson 6, Texas A&M. But no sign of the Big Orange in any of these bowl projections.
He is a fraudulent man.
I agree.
I think his consistently his – March Madness bracketology
kind of shaky
is one of the worst out there.
Kind of shaky.
You know, I think his bowl projections are generally pretty bad, and I also think he's arrogant and just a rude person in general, and I strongly dislike him.
Oh, okay. Tell us how you really feel. His New Year's Six bowls are you have the Sugar Bowl, A&M versus Iowa State.
Not happening.
I don't see that happening.
Iowa State, nope. Yeah, right?
Well, no, Iowa State either. I could see. Texas A&M without Hayes King, yeah, even with him, they didn't look that good.
In the Rose Bowl.
Nice.
In the Rose Bowl, Ohio State versus
UCLA.
UCLA, good job, Charlie.
That's not happening.
I don't see that either.
Your fiesta.
Why are we overreacting to UCLA beating an LSU team that'll be lucky to go more than over 500?
Because Barrett Salisa, they would win the West. That's funny. I remember we looked at those projections. Shout out to Barrett Salisa, who comes onto the drive every once in a while. He said that LSU was going to win the West.
You know, someone's got
to put that on paper. Somebody's got to. Fiesta Bowl, Iowa versus Cincinnati.
I can see that.
I can see that one. Yeah, for sure. Your Peach Bowl, Clemson versus Notre Dame. Other notable ones. Texas Bowl, TCU, Arkansas. Citrus Bowl, Wisconsin, Florida. Penn State and LSU in the Outback Bowl, January 1st. These are all projections.
Give me Ole Miss in a New Year's Six this year.
USC playing Northwestern in the Las Vegas Bowl on December 30th. Let's see. Ole Miss versus Florida, New Year's Eve in the Gator Bowl.
Wait,
Florida?
I mean, excuse me. Ole Miss versus Miami. I looked at Miami and had Florida in the parentheses. Ole Miss versus Miami in the Gator Bowl New Year's Eve.
Ole Miss will beat Miami by 30.
Miami going to take two beatings from SEC teams this
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Kentucky and Michigan in the Music City Bowl.
Huh? Yeah, that game would end in an hour.
Kentucky is expected to have one of their best teams of all time, and they're still projected Music City Bowl.
I think they finished the season in Florida.
They're a good traveling team. Good traveling team. They'll bring a lot of fans to Nashville.
I do think they will finish the season in Florida, though. They're better than the Music City Bowl, and their schedule.
Yeah, I agree with you guys
Outback
on that.
Bowl.
Their schedule's so easy.
Arizona State and Texas in the Alamo Bowl. Going down the list a little bit further.
That would be a terrible game.
Oklahoma State, North Carolina, and the Cheez-It Bowl. Would you guys like that one?
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I don't see this one happening, but I guess crazier things could happen. In the Pinstripe Bowl, the Pitt Panthers versus Indiana. This is some bad
bowl. Give me Pitt versus WVU.
Yeah. I was like, I don't see Indiana in it.
I think Pitt WVU need to match up in a bowl game.
Like, you don't think Indiana makes a bowl game?
Well,
just based
maybe
off
not one of those like later bowl games. I think they're gonna be pretty bad, right? They I haven't mean, looked that decent.
Michael, they Penis, were projected to.
They were projected to be what like a fourth in the conference
of a good team and
projections
just
because, don't mean
I guess that would
more
line up then.
Well, no, but yeah. I mean,
no, I guess that would line
I, like
up.
I wouldn't overreact to them getting whooped by Iowa. Iowa's yeah.
Well,
proved
Iowa's
to
pretty
be
damn
good. A pretty
their
good
secondary
team.
Is nasty.
Did Indiana play this past weekend?
They did. They won. They played like FCS school, I believe, though. Other notable games, because some of these are just pretty bad. Staying in the SEC, projecting Kansas State to play Missouri in the Liberty Bowl.
Jeez.
I wouldn't watch that.
I'll watch every single bowl
I'll watch
game
all
from
of them
start to finish.
Just
but
because that means college football is almost over. But
well,
I would
if
not
you
be
don't
happy
if you don't
it
bet on every single bowl game, then you're not doing it right.
That's right. You're not working hard enough. Go use our promo code Blitz. Let's see. Other notable ones. SEC, Kent State versus Mississippi State in the Birmingham Bowl.
Mississippi State?
Mississippi State is going to win four games, five games.
Yeah, they're 2-0 right now, but I don't see them winning too many more.
me neither. I mean,
get on the list. That's all the SEC teams he has in here.
I don't know where Mississippi State gets six wins.
So, no Tennessee.
I mean, no Mississippi Tennessee State has Memphis this weekend and LSU. Those could be two more wins.
Yeah, no Tennessee.
And
I don't buy that, though.
And Tennessee State. So
I don't buy that.
Maybe they get six.
Tennessee's going to make a bowl game.
Yeah. We're 2-1
yeah,
right now.
No.
We're 1-1.
I mean, 1-1. I was already.
Would love to be 2-0.
Oh, no. I was counting Tennessee
man.
Tech already in my head on accident.
Knock on wood,
I was about
Charlie
to say we're going to be 2-1 with Tennessee Tech. At three wins with South Carolina, four with South Alabama, five with Vanderbilt. You really think we go 0-4 against or 0-5 against Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Missouri and Florida? That was six. I'm bad at math. Are we really going to go 0-6 against that?
I mean,
group?
When you
not
think
sure
about it,
I
it comes
not
down to Missouri and Kentucky. You got to beat one of those two teams.
One of those.
Now that you've lost to Pitt.
Yeah, I feel very confident. 7-5
is out the door. 6-6 is where it's at.
I don't think 7-5 is out. It might be out the door.
I think it's out the door.
Maybe not.
Depends on how you play against Florida, I guess.
We'll see.
I mean, I hope so.
That Florida game. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything stupid.
Oh, don't do it.
I'll say my stupid takes for next week.
I think the Florida game could be a little sneaky. Are we going to win it? No. But could it be a little sneaky, you know?
I also want to see how Florida looks against Alabama.
Coming off a beating from Alabama, and then you got to turn around and play a team that you kind of don't really respect anymore.
Can a duck pull a truck?
You'll rush him.
Can a duck pull a truck?
Maybe we can just get, like, actually, no. I was going to say a bunch of rain, but then it would just be our rushing offense versus theirs, and that wouldn't
96,
go well.
97, when it just poured down in Gainesville, when Peyton was there, we had like a 27-point lead, and then ended up losing.
I don't know.
They haven't fared too well whenever Peyton comes in to watch. I don't know if that's just correlation. Correlation does equal causation. I don't know, though. They say that Peyton's not the best of luck. But yeah, I don't buy into the Tennessee's not going to make a bowl game. I'm not there yet. Now, depending on what Florida looks like, might get there very fast. Might get there very fast. I think GP3 hit the nail on the head when it depends on what you, how you look against Florida. But the playoff teams, we like those playoff teams to stay that way. We think Oregon's going to be able to pull it out.
No. They're going to drop one somewhere along the line.
As good as they looked Saturday, there's still just a lot of questions surrounding that team. And yeah, Vertel is a great running back. But at the same time, they're a team that needed 4th-and-2 to beat Fresno State.
They did.
And at the same time, they have a pretty one-dimensional quarterback who, you know, any given quarter can either throw the ball or miss his receivers by 5 yards.
Well, they have a key linebacker who's banged up.
They have probably the best player in the country at defensive end, Kayvon Thibodeau,
and he got hurt
in week one.
Defensive end, that's what it is.
Yeah, he's going to be a top 3 draft pick more than likely.
If I, unless unless Sam Howell or like Malik Willis really just looks amazing as a prospect, or unless the first pick in the draft is really quarterback needy, I would take Kayvon Thibodeau in the first round. And I don't even need to see him play another snap this year. I would take him 1-1.
Thibodeau is Aaron Donald-like.
I feel like that's the talk about him, right? Like,
I mean, you look at the start to his season, the first drive of the season, he immediately forces a strip sack that leads to a touchdown against Fresno State that if that wouldn't have happened, they probably lose to Fresno State. And then he gets hurt almost immediately after. But, I mean, he is just the real deal.
Well, there you have it. That's CBS projections by Jerry Palm of Bowl Projections for the 2021-2022 season. No Tennessee on there, but we would
beg. We'll end up in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah, we would beg to differ. If we end up in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, can you promise me something?
That I'll eat mayo live on there?
No, that you'll do what that guy did on game day and we'll be able to periscope out here. You'll pour a whole gallon. I will buy the Big Sam's tub.
I, Charlie Collier, solemnly swear that if we end up in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, I will coat my own body in Duke's mayo.
Let's go! That's what I'm talking about on a Thursday. My guy, Charlie Bob, your guy. He'll do it for the betterment of the good. Hey, on the other side, we'll do top four, middle four, bottom four. Keep it locked here. This is The Blitz. Welcome back to The Blitz. Time for a little top four, middle four, bottom four. Brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Biggest game this Sunday is Chiefs versus Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger. Because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end your weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I mean, literally. Put $5 on the Chiefs or put $5 on the Ravens. And 30-1 odds, $150 on a $5 bet.
Hey, be smart out there. Put it on the Chiefs.
Yeah, be smart. Put it on the Chiefs.
Don't waste this opportunity.
But have your significant other or your friend put it on the Ravens, and you guys just split the money down the middle. Hey, that's how you make a little
bit
of money.
Both of you put it on the Chiefs.
Both of you put it on the Chiefs and make that guap. Hey, we'll be taking the Chiefs more than likely. We all agree that we didn't care that much for the Ravens' defense on Monday night. And we're excited about the game in general,
though. Where's their offensive line for me?
Definitely excited about this promotion. I'm going to do a same game parlay bet tonight on the Redskins and Giants. I can't shy away from them. I love those SGPs, and I'm going to continue to do those.
I love first touchdown scorer. I'm going Taylor Heineke tonight.
Like it. I like
9-yard scramble to the right side, touchdown.
That's going to pay great odds. And that's why we love FanDuel. Bet a little to win a lot. Number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure, and fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with these great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours, as I said. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code BLITZ this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, 21 and older and present in Tennessee. New users, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after the receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. All right, GP.
It's time.
Hit it.
I don't care what it is. Just drawing anything out of a bag or
so
a hat.
So last week,
is
who went
so
first? Charlie did. Went first. So it'll go me, and we'll go around, and then we'll go back around.
All right, let's do it. Last week, Ryan won with 85 points. Chance, you were second with 74. GP3, third with 61. And then I also played.
All right, this week, I'm going to switch it up. I want to go out the tight end bag first.
Ooh.
I'm going to switch it up. Going out the tight end bag, Charlie is shaking up the options. I'm reaching. I'm digging. I'm trying to find the best one. I got one. I got one only.
Don't open it yet.
Okay, that's right. Next up is
we're
Ryan.
We're going to open at the same time.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Time. He's digging. He's trying to find the right one.
Please.
He's water. Got him one.
Feels like water.
Now we have GP3. It is his turn to pick from the tight end bag. He's got him one. Charlie, you're up. All right, everybody has one. I'll go
all
first.
Right. Let me read you your options.
Okay.
At tight end, you have...
Top four.
Your top four are four good tight ends, that's for sure. Mark Andrews, Rob Gronkowski, Kyle Pitts, and Darren Waller. Your middle four are Dallas Goedert, Austin Hooper, Gerald Everett, and Robert Tonyan. And your bottom four are Anthony Firkser, Dawson Knox, Juwan Johnson, and Dalton Schultz.
Oh, please don't give me Firkser. I drafted him in so many fancy lineups to only find out that he's not going to be a primary option.
He is.
He will be.
Yeah, no, he is. We just
first pick, give me the wild man, Gronk himself. The big man.
All right, number two coming in is Gerald Everett. New Seahawks tight end.
I was going to say who that is. I'm still going to say who that is. I don't want to be ignorant, but who that is.
Yeah. He was the Rams tight end last year. Okay. The Seahawks gave him a big deal. Now he's their guy.
I thought the Rams had
a touchdown last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. GP, who you got?
You crumble these up really good. I'm trying to get mine and I can't.
Yeah, that's a good crumble.
Oh, yeah.
Good crumble.
Thank you.
Juwan Johnson.
Hey,
breakout, two touchdowns.
Yeah, good week.
My buddy hit a big same game parlay on him, picking him to two
touchdowns. Uh-oh, boys. Daddy's home. Darren Waller.
Okay. As John Gruden said, the best player he's ever coached.
Wow.
He did say that.
Ooh, that was a good pull right there, Charlie.
All right, next up is Ryan. Pick whichever bag you would like, sir.
All right, we'll keep the same order right here. I'll go ahead and go for the wide receivers.
Your wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper. Middle four, Corey Davis, Cortland Sutton, Devontae Smith, Jamar Chase. Bottom four, Zach Pascal, Khalif Raymond, Jalen Reagor, and Gabriel Davis.
All right, I got mine right here, GP3.
I feel like Ryan got a bad one, and GP3 is going to get a good one. Charlie's going to get a bad one, and I'm going to get a good one.
I think you're wrong, sir.
We'll see.
I think I'm drawing nothing but top fours, and then the bottom four quarterback, inevitably, who will fail me again.
Maybe even get hurt. All right, I'm digging. I got it.
All right.
Ryan, start it off.
All right, so the first wide receiver off the board is Corey Davis. I'll root for Corey Davis.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. He got a lot of catches last week.
Come on, GP3, what you got?
Amari Cooper.
Ooh. Oh. Please. This is going to be Zach Pascal.
No, I said he was going to get a That's a good one.
This is going to be Zach Pascal.
You're going to get a bad one.
DK Metcalf.
Oh, my God.
Against the Titans. Oh, that sucks.
You got to root for DK.
No, Kristen Fulton's about to shut him down.
All right, I got Devonta Smith. He got a touchdown in the first week. He's a rookie. Is he in our middle four?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's middle four. I got Devonta. I don't know who the Eagles play, though.
Man, good wide receiver pulls. Two middle fours, two top fours right there?
Yeah, nobody got a bottom four.
Nope. Zach Pascal. Right,
GP,
makes
you're up.
Week.
Which one do you want, quarterback or running backs?
Running backs.
Save quarterbacks for last. All right, GP, he's searching. He's digging in the bag. He's trying to pick out a good one.
Can you close the vent? My papers are blowing away.
Charlie?
Hold on, papers.
My team is blown away. This time I say I get a bad running back. I feel it. I'm going to get a bad one.
You're going to get Chase Edmonds. Your running backs. I should read those.
Yeah.
Or...
I'm digging. I'm searching for the best
Nick
one.
Chubb, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, and Alvin Kamara. Your middle four, DeAndre Swift, Miles Sanders, Tyson Williams, and Melvin Gordon. And your bottom four, Mike Davis, Leonard Fournette, Kenneth Gainwell, and Chase Edmonds.
I'm going to get Kenneth Gainwell.
Hey, he was a dog at Memphis.
All right, GP, Priest you're up first.
Alvin Kamara.
Oh, you got a good one.
You
got a good one.
Son of a gun.
Charlie, you're up.
Oh, no. Mike Davis.
That's not... For a bottom four, it's not terrible.
Bad.
And the kid is back. Give me Charlie's favorite guy, Derrick Henry.
I'll trade you DK Metcalf and Mike Davis for Derrick Henry and Devontae Smith.
How about you trade me Darren Waller?
I don't even know if trades are allowed.
Right. And the uphill battle continues this week with Kenneth Gainwell.
Read me your team so far, Ryan.
I have Kenneth Gainwell, Corey Davis, and Gerald Everett.
Oh,
wow. That's tough.
Hey, I had a really bad squad last week.
Yeah, he did. And he came out in third, so.
There's still two spots left.
Hey, Ryan, go ahead and mix all the flex positions.
But I need your case to throw it in.
Just put them all in the same bag.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Whatever.
All righty.
Put them all in the same bag.
Quarterbacks.
All right, quarterbacks now. Charlie will read off the quarterback options.
I drew mine. The options: Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, and Dak Prescott. Jalen Hurts, Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, and Joe Burrow. And Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones, and Taylor Heineke. So if you noticed, all four NFC East quarterbacks the board.
I hope you get Russell Wilson, so you got to root for DK and
Russell in the
game. I would rather play shot caller trivia than root for those two.
I hope that I get Jameis. Then he'll have a bad week.
I want Tyler Heineke. Then he'll have Taylor Heineke.
Here you
Did
go.
You say Mahomes was on there?
No, not
this week.
Your top four were
he mixed it up.
Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott.
Kyler Murray.
Everybody wants Kyler. Also, Dak, too. Dak puts up a lot of yards.
Dak does put up a lot of fantasy.
And it seems like they're going to be a strictly passing team.
I want Matthew Stafford.
Stafford also, big fantasy.
Big run.
Highest quarterback rating in a debut for a quarterback.
All right. If I can ever open this, I'll tell you who I pulled.
You got Taylor Heineke.
I got who I asked for. Matthew Stafford.
Oh, man. All right, I got who I asked for, Jameis Winston.
Oh, my God.
Ryan, ask for someone right now.
I got to ask for somebody.
Ask for someone, Ryan. All right,
give me Jalen Hurts.
I'm going to walk out.
It's Mac Jones.
Ask for someone, GP3.
I want Dak Prescott.
Stack him with Amari.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not in great shape, Ryan.
Yeah, I... I'm going to need a nice little explosion from a couple
Russell
of these
Wilson,
guys.
All right. Ryan, since you won, you draw from the flex first.
All right. Woohoo! I really need someone good right here. All right.
Chance, you're next.
All right. Need somebody good. I'm digging. Flex position. I got it. Can't get my hand out.
All right. Oh, I still got to draw mine, too. Let's see. I want this one.
All right, Ryan, you go first.
All right, the guy I have is the one and only Anthony Fersker. Come on down to the flex.
Oh, man.
You think you'd have better. Maybe
man.
Whoever it is that writes him is the one that has
he
the
wrote
bad luck.
Last week.
I wrote him last week.
Charlie did.
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, that's right.
Chance.
Wow.
Winner writes him.
Oh, I got Zach Pascal.
Yeah, he was the Colts' number one receiving option last week.
I don't think he moves the needle too much, though, but go ahead.
Who you got, GP3?
DeAndre Swift.
Nice.
You know who I think this is? I think it's Robert Tonyan.
It's Robert Tonyan.
You just called that, didn't you?
No, but I'm not losing this week. It's Nick Chubb.
Oh my.
Come on.
Gosh.
Come on, you and your stacked team over there.
Good news is that I don't have to beat you. I just got to beat Ryan.
And me. Mm-hmm. I think my team's okay.
I like my team. It's much better than the team I had last week.
I don't like my team. I'll be honest with y'all.
Who was your flex?
DeAndre Swift.
All right, so I have Jameis Winston at quarterback, Derrick Henry at the running back position, Devonta Smith at wide receiver, Gronk, and then Zach Pascal as my flex. Ryan, who do you have?
I have Mac Jones, Kenneth Gainwell, Corey Davis, Gerald Everett, and Anthony Fersker.
I just wanted to laugh again.
Will you say that one more time?
If you missed it, you ain't getting it again. You can find it online.
Mac Jones, Kenneth Gainwell, Corey Davis.
Man, when these guys
Anthony Ferguson.
When these guys come in third this week, I'm just going to sit back and smile.
There you are. You're going to be smiling because you're doing a punishment next
week. Did everyone read their teams?
I haven't read mine yet.
GP3, go ahead.
Russell Wilson, Juwan Johnson, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, and DeAndre Swift.
Matt Stafford, Darren Waller, DK Metcalf, Nick Chubb.
We get it. You got a squad.
And Mike Davis.
We get it. You have a squad.
That team Mike is Davis.
What if you come in last, though?
If I come in last, I'll draw all the punishments.
You heard it here first. If Charlie comes
and we'll
last,
just, and we'll just end it.
He's never doing top four, bottom four, middle four. If that happens, hey, that was top four, middle four, bottom four. Brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Remember to use promo code Blitz when you go sign up. On the other side, we'll go ahead and preview tonight's Thursday night football game. Keep it locked here. This is FanRun Radio, and this is the Blitz. Welcome back to the Blitz. We just finished up top four, middle four, bottom four. Anything you missed, be up in podcast as we get off for hour two. Also, the hour one is already up. Go ahead and subscribe to iTunes. Get that so you don't miss any of the Blitz. Go ahead and leave us a message, review, rate us, give us 5 stars. If you don't, we do think that you're a hater. But it's time to preview Thursday night football. We got the NFC least on tap. Danny Dimes versus Taylor Haneke of the Washington football team. Washington comes in as a 3.5-point favorite after losing this past week to the Chargers. They lost a tough one late. Justin Herbert was pretty damn good. What do we think about this game tonight? Pretty exciting game? Or we think it's going to be pretty slow? Do we think that, I guess the biggest storylines is, for this year, is can Daniel Jones make that leap, or are the Giants going to have to look elsewhere for quarterback? And will Saquon Barkley get more carries this week outside of the 10 that he only got this past Sunday?
To answer your first question, I mean, Daniel Jones, he always just shows these flashes of potential, man, and it gets you excited, but then he just makes such dumb decisions, and it's that and his ability to protect the football. Nobody fumbles like Danny Dimes fumbles. Obviously, he didn't get off to a great start against Denver. They weren't really in that game for most of the second half, and he fumbled. You know, he had issues with turnovers again, and that's a pretty tough way to start the season for Daniel Jones, is having to play that Broncos defense followed by that Washington football defense, who I think could be the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know if this game will really be all that close tonight, honestly. I get that you're starting Taylor Heineke, but there really isn't a huge difference from Ryan Fitzpatrick to Taylor Heineke. Now Washington dealing with some issues at wide receiver with injuries. But either way, given their defense, given Antonio Gibson, Scary Terry, Logan Thomas, who's emerged as a pretty solid tight end in the NFL, I don't see this being that competitive of a game.
I don't know. Conference matchups are always usually competitive.
The NFC East at least does give us pretty close games. Also, I do think Saquon will get more than 10 carries.
Do you think he scores tonight? He hasn't scored
yet. He's got to.
No, I don't think he does.
Really?
I don't know if the Giants score a touchdown tonight. Could just
really
be like
low
a
scoring affair? I hope
could
not,
be
man.
Like a 3 field goals kind of game for the Giants.
I want some type of excitement on Thursday night football.
Oh, you will. From Antonio Gibson running all over the place, led them in targets last week. The man's going to have an absolute field day against his defense.
I don't think this is how this game will go, but I don't know. To me, like watching like a 10-6 game excites me a lot.
First touchdown score tonight. I'm looking for some luck.
Taylor Heineke.
On my FanDuel. Taylor Heineke on a rush.
9-yard scramble to the right.
I'm not buying that.
I also, Logan Thomas piques my interest. He's basically their wide receiver
too
tonight.
Antonio Gibson?
Antonio Gibson, for me, the value just isn't there.
Yeah.
But Logan Thomas piques my interest. Some other stuff tonight. Taylor Heineke over 18.5 rushing yards. Something that I like. And then also tonight, Kyle Rudolph over 2.5 catches. Last week he was targeted 5 times. Ingram is out again, and Danny Dimes loves that little quick release dump off to the tight end. And then Logan Thomas over 4.5 catches. Heineke has targeted Logan Thomas consistently.
What about CJ Board?
And
I went to high school with him.
Oh really?
Yeah. He had 1 catch last week.
Boom. Okay.
Let's roll with it.
His odds for first touchdown are probably going to be
through the roof.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and look at what that is right now. I'll be looking at that.
If I had to guess, I'd say 27.
His odds might not be listed.
Yeah, they may not be listed at all. His odds are plus 7,000.
Good Lord.
Plus 7,000. First touchdown score.
Hey, $10 bet pays back $700 here.
I won't throw it on there. Might won't do it. Just for bleeps and giggles.
Jabril Peppers, first touchdown. 50 pays $8,000.
I don't have $50 to just throw away.
Yeah, I was going to
say. No touchdown.
Maybe 10 bucks.
I usually cap at about 10 bucks for a first touchdown
bet.
Yeah,
that's where I'm capping it to. I think it'll actually be pretty damn good game tonight.
I do too. I think it'll be a good Thursday night game. It's probably not going to live up to last week's Thursday night game.
Nah.
But
if you want good value, by the way, Dyami Brown.
Who?
The Redskins
rookie wide receiver.
Who will be replacing Curtis Samuel.
Okay.
You know, Logan Thomas is probably their secondary target now, but he'll be out there. He'll get a lot of snaps, him and Adam Humphries both. Adam Humphries is plus 2,200, but Dyami Brown really intrigues me at plus 2,500. A $10 bet pays 260.
Not bad.
And then Kyle Rudolph, too. I mean, he could get those red zone targets if the Giants are down there. And if you bet 10 on him, it pays out 230.
Interesting. All right, so go around the room. Let's pick a winner. Who wins tonight? Thursday? Are they doing Color Rush again?
Color Rush hasn't been a thing in years.
Yeah, they haven't done Color Rush in a couple of years now.
I feel like if they did it last year, I don't know.
I mean, teams have their Color Rush jerseys now. It's just an alternate so they can choose to wear them. But Thursday night Color Rush hasn't been a thing for years.
Wasn't there an issue with the
stopped doing it last year for the first time, right?
But wasn't there an issue with the helmets?
Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. I feel like it stopped maybe 2020 season.
I thought there was something we talked about during the offseason about how they allowed for jerseys, or alternate jerseys, but they didn't allow you to do the helmets.
No, this offseason is when they finally lifted their rule on only being able to wear one helmet.
Okay.
And that had been a rule for like 6 years now. That's why a lot of teams couldn't wear throwbacks because they'd need a separate helmet. But they finally lifted that. It was a concussion thing. They thought, well, you know, they're not wearing them that much, so those helmets won't be as safe because they're not broken in, which didn't actually make a ton of sense. The problem is that
2018.
Yeah, the problem is that they lifted that ban after the time frame to submit a request for uniform changes or uniform adaptations. So for most teams, to be able to wear that alternate helmet, they're not going to be able to until like 2022.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I want to see the Titans and that Oilers throwback.
They'll wear them. It'll just be 2022.
The oil rig on the helmet.
So sexy. Imagine
AJ. That's what my Earl Campbell
jersey is.
Imagine
Derrick Henry in that Oilers throwback.
I remember watching the Titans get beat by 50 by Tom Brady in those jerseys.
Chris Johnson in that jersey. Oh my goodness. Making me salivate.
We had the trick play in the preseason game wearing those jerseys, the punt.
In the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah. That was a crazy play. They ran a Statue of Liberty fake punt with the punter who ran it like 40 yards for a touchdown.
For no reason. It was the Hall of Fame game.
No reason. Ryan, who you got tonight in the game?
Washington easy. I have a lot of stock in Antonio Gibson. I like that he
you
is
got him
the
on your fantasy
feature
team,
back.
Son.
I sure do. And I just don't like the Giants as a team. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're strong. And they definitely haven't proven anything to make me think otherwise. So
Charlie,
it's going to be Washington.
Charlie, who do you have?
I got Washington by a lot.
A lot, okay.
A lot. Minus 3.5, just oh so juicy.
All right, GP, oh, so who you got?
I'm going to be different. I'm going to take the Giants. I'll give you a score of 27-26.
I agree with you. I'm going to take the Giants, too. I think Saquon goes the bleep off tonight, and I think they won by 2 touchdowns. I do. I think Saquon Barkley has his coming out party for 2021. He lets everybody know that he's back, and the knee is just fine. I think he has an amazing game tonight. 2 touchdowns by him. So I am also going to go with the Giants. Hey, there's your Thursday night football preview. On the other side, we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. Talk Sports making their way in the building. They'll have you covered from noon until 3, followed by The Drive from 3 until 6 with Russell Smith and the Bear. 6 to 8 will be overtime with Will Stevens and Tucker Holt. Do it all again tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. with 3 and out, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's how we do it over here on Fan Run Radio. Keep it locked here. Wrapping up hour number 2 and the show on the other side. Welcome back in. Wrapping up the show today. A beautiful Thursday here in East Tennessee. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying the ride. Time to get to a little If You Haven't Heard. And before we do that, I need to tell you that If You Haven't Heard, we're really hitting you hard today. If You Haven't Heard is brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. Opening week to the NFL. Week two is here, baby. Get those White Claws stocked in your fridge. Get that recliner ready. Next thing you need to do is to log into the FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers, not just new customers, all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. We told you what we liked for tonight's game, Sunday or Thursday night football. I like the Giants to surprise some people and win by a couple touchdowns. Ryan and Charlie like the Redskins for the 3.5 on the points as they are the favorite. But you can make a money line bet. You can do some over-under bets. Or you can do some same-game parlays and even any touchdown score, first touchdown score, all of those. The number one sports book, that's FanDuel. Easy to use, fast payouts in as little as 24 hours. Use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week two game. That's any week two game. Bet the money line, take the over. Throw some action on a prop bet or build a same game parlay bet. There are so many ways to play out there. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Well, sign up today with promo code BLITZ to also receive your risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code BLITZ. As always, kiddos, you must be 21 or older and present in the state of Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Restrictions do apply. See the terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. All right, first up, with a little If You Haven't Heard, let's go over to Ryan.
Yeah, Chance, if you haven't heard, the Cowboys Pro Bowl defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence has suffered a broken foot in Wednesday's practice. He's going to be out the next 6 to 8. And this is a defensive front that really needs Lawrence's presence. Big blow for the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys, something that's been prevalent in the last couple of years for them is losing defensive players that they desperately need. GP3, you got one?
Yeah, if you haven't heard, we talked a lot of basketball today. Today is Kennedy Chandler's birthday.
Hey, so happy birthday. Give a shout out to Kennedy Chandler,
the young maestro.
I like it. I like it. Charlie, do you have one?
Yeah, if you haven't heard, the Ravens have promoted a veteran running back to the active roster, but it is not Le'Veon Bell. Devontae Freeman will now be a part of the 53-man roster. The Ravens did waive Trenton Cannon the other day. He got picked up elsewhere. And now Devontae Freeman, you got to wonder if maybe he'll take some snaps away from Tyson Williams. Probably not. Williams had a nice debut, but we'll see this weekend against the Chiefs.
Interesting how the mighty, mighty have fallen. When you think about where Le'Veon Bell's career was, and now he's getting beat out by Devonta Freeman.
I'm stealing a bit from you here, Chance, but if you haven't heard, today is Candace Parker Day in Chicago.
Hey, Chi-Town's on Candace Parker.
Think anyone in Chicago knows it's Candace Parker Day?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They were pretty excited when she came back home to play.
Is she the most famous female athlete of all time?
Or
close up there? I guess Venus and Serena would probably.
Yeah, I would say she's up there, but Venus and Serena, I mean, you can go to some figure skaters that were pretty popular. Justina Yamaguchi, Michelle Wee in golf, I believe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pop, but I would say she's definitely in, what, top 10? Top 15, at least? At least.
Good for her. I'm happy for her.
Oh, yeah. She's a Chi-Town girl. She got to go back home and play in the Chi, and they're celebrating her accordingly as they should. If you haven't heard, let me pull this up on my phone because that's where I just had it, and then look at me, not prepared, on the fly over here. But SpaceX is to launch their first all-civilian mission. That's right. SpaceX will launch their all-civilian mission, I guess, this coming Wednesday of next week. So if we were to go to space, give me a power ranking of the top 4 fan-run radio members who would survive the longest in space. I'm going to go first. I'm going to naturally say myself. I think I could survive in space. I'm not a person that really freaks out. A lot of things don't scare me. I don't get spooked easily. Very calm and collective. Secondly, I'd say Nate Hodges, the Godfather. Nate is he's a math whiz. He used to be a mathematics teacher. He's very calculated guy, very smart guy. I think he would last up there. I think he'd be very intrigued by the idea of going to space. Third, Will Stevens, because he don't have a care in the world. He just wants to be funny. He just wants to be liked. He's young.
I feel like he could cause some friction.
Maybe. He might be. Will, close that door. He's going to get us all killed. Sucked into a black hole over here. But I'll put Will Stevens on there. And then my fourth position is not going to be anybody from the drive. Russell and Bear would be way too scared. And no offense to Jake. I think he would also be in that position that would be scared. He was scared of doing it. They were talking about the milk crate challenge, and they all act like it was death.
I want to do it too,
and if I fall, I'll just brace myself.
They called us out on the show too about it, saying how
dumb we were for wanting to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, they're scaredy cats.
Suck it.
Yeah, you tell them, Charlie. Yeah, I don't. It's not going to be one of those guys. They'd be too scared. So my options go back to either somebody from Three and Out, somebody from our panel, or Talk Sports. I don't think it's John either. I don't think he's a risk taker like that.
These answers are obvious.
I would say it's going to be between Cam,
yep,
GP3, Ryan, and Charlie. So if I'm picking, Charlie, actually, you might be a little too scared for it, too. So Cam, GP3, and Ryan. I'm going to go Cam Black.
Thank you.
That was the obvious
pick. That's the obvious choice. Number one is easily Cam Black.
Okay.
I'm claustrophobic, so I wouldn't.
Okay. I am claustrophobic, and I also despise space and think that we should never, ever, ever go to space.
I remember that take.
I would love to go to space.
I am very anti-space. There is not enough money in the world to convince me to go to space. I think the entire thing is stupid, and we should just leave it alone.
Wow. What if our planet was dying and we had to migrate to Mars?
I don't want to. If our planet dies, I want us to just die with it. I don't want us to try to find another planet. That's stupid. Accept your fate.
Wow.
I'll keep the adventure rolling for a little
Anybody
bit.
Anybody else got any suggestions?
Tucker Holt. Tucker Holt, Cam Black.
I'm going Will over Tucker.
I got a good feeling about Tucker.
But I was also going to add John Fulkerson. I don't know. He's part time. I think
I don't know if he's
part time. He works for the Smokies now. Charlie, give us your fourth one.
Hayden Wallen. Just because I want to send him to space.
I'm scared.
I want to send him up there. And then my fourth one is Davey.
Davey, okay. The Davey Depot.
Sorry. Quick off the four. I like Davey. I think Davey's a good pick right there. Cam. I put myself. And probably I'll probably give it to Will Stevens because he would be probably a good time up there.
All right, GP, last one.
Yeah, Will Stevens, Nate Hodges, Cam, and I'm gonna go with you, Chance.
Thank you.
I think y'all are really overlooking both Davey and Tucker.
Well, I think that Will would be great comic relief when you get worried up there
Like 7 days.
Will, tell me a joke.
7 days later, though, you're going to be like, I can't take this anymore.
I can't take any more Norm MacDonald jokes.
Let's throw them out the window.
I can't take any more Norm MacDonald jokes. Hey, National Calendar Day is on the way out.
Too soon.
Is it too soon? National Pawpaw Day. Shout out to your pawpaws.
Pawpaw?
Yeah.
Norm would run this joking about them. Just saying.
National Play-Doh Day. National Guacamole Day. National Working Parents Day. Shout out to all the working parents. National Step Family Day. National Mayflower Day. And this one I do not agree with. National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day.
Gross. Raisins should cease to exist.
GP3 won't be with us tomorrow. We'll have his confidence bix. You have fun at Bristol. But for Charlie, Ryan, and myself, we'll catch you tomorrow. Talk Sports is up next. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio.